car sales in the U.S. have stalled. Right now, GM sells more cars in China than it does in America. Around the world, the American brands have a much higher cool factor. For example, GM's Buick is a hip car in China, and the U.S. car companies are looking to exploit that, as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
Let's talk about the future of the American car companies. I can sum that future up in a word: BRIC. Okay, actually, BRIC is an acronym.
The B for the Brazil, R for Russia, I for India, C for China. Did I say it okay, or did you want me to say it again?
Nah, I think we got it. BRIC. Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Oh, and that's Michelle Krebs. She's a senior analyst with Edmunds.com, the automotive website. She's going to help walk us through this. So what's so important about Brazil, Russia, India, and China?
They are the fastest growing markets in the world.
They also have established manufacturing, and they're making money on commodities. That means they have cash. And
there's a young population that is coming into driving age, and there's a growing middle class in all of those countries that is making it possible to buy cars that never existed before.
Well, that potential has not been lost on the American carmakers. This week, they laid out their plans for the future. GM did it at its annual shareholders meeting in Detroit. I should say its first shareholders meeting since GM came out of bankruptcy. Here's Dan Akerson, the CEO of General Motors.
It really is the new GM. And we have a new attitude.
I just need to point out that every single time Dan Akerson gets up in front of an audience, he talks about the new GM. To be sure, the old GM was a dominant force globally, and the new GM is no slouch either. In the BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, GM is the leader.
In the BRIC countries, between now and 2015, that volume will grow by 12 million units. That bodes well for us in the future.
Michelle Krebs, the analyst, says it's important to remember that the biases that many Americans have against GM and Ford don't carry over to other countries. When GM was losing consumer confidence and market share in the U.S., it was planting its flag overseas with, of all brands, Buick.
People just shook their head and said, that is just preposterous. It's a very harebrained idea. What are they doing? Looking back on that now, it was a stroke of genius because General Motors got in there early. They established a foothold, and they have grown and grown.
And they want to grow more. GM will be launching a new brand, much less fancy than Buick, one that's really, really basic, that's aimed at those young consumers who are pouring into the cities in China, buying their first car. Meanwhile, Ford won't be outdone. It says it wants to sell about 3 million more cars outside the U.S.
Kan een auto door de grill te openen en te sluiten de aerodynamica verbeteren?
That's one of Ford's global commercials. It's part of Ford's plan to streamline itself and gain economies of scale all over the globe. Ford just announced yesterday that it's starting a new partnership in Russia, where the company will get a plant near St. Petersburg. Gary Bradshaw is a portfolio manager with Hodges Capital Management in Dallas. He says the American companies may have been knocked down a few notches in the U.S., but in the rest of the world?
Just remember that the whole world is growing at a 5% GDP growth. Whether they're in India or China or Brazil or Pakistan or wherever you want to say, they want to live like me and you.
Bradshaw says hopefully that means they want two cars in the garage. That, he says, is reason enough to bet on the U.S. car industry. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.
More coming up from All Things Considered.